4ZLK. Good morning, Alexander.
Good day.
It's a beautiful morning out here.
There's, you know, it looks like a beautiful morning out of the window. I haven't been outside yet, though.
Well, are you doing all right this morning?
I'll be fine. Is your name Shane, correct?
Very good. I wanted to ask you, we had a conversation a few weeks ago. You were reading a book about an airplane that got shot down and one of the guys survived. Did you ever finish that book?
I finished the book about a week ago.
To the point right before the airplane got shot. With how many people were on the crew and how many survived?
Remembering right, there was 7 on the crew, and only the one guy survived. And he was shot down, and he parachuted down to Earth. It's actually amazing how he got out of the aircraft. His aircraft started plummeting downwards, and he's plastered against the windshield of the cockpit. An airplane blows up, and he gets thrown into free space. Luckily, when he felt the airplane being shot down, he strapped on his parachute and was able to pull his parachute and glide down to Earth. But, yeah, I eventually got captured by the Germans and escaped the POW camp, like, 3 times. And then, like, the 4th time, he was actually, like, successful because they were evacuating the camp, the POW camp, because the British were coming, the Germans were. So he was able, with another buddy, to hide in the POW camp until they left. And then after they left, they came out, and, you know, the British came, and they were able to be free.
Amazing story. But he really went through a lot. All those boys did over there. And now, was he a British pilot? I think that's what you said. He was flying in a British airplane. Do you remember the name of it, or the kind of airplane it was?
He was part of the RAF. It was, I believe, a Lanchester bomber. And, yeah, and also read that in the book, the average lifespan of, or the average, yeah, the average time before being shot down was about 6 weeks, I believe, for the bomber pilots. And I think he made to, like, 6 months before he got shot down.
Amazing. Now, did he write the story, or was it written by somebody else about him?
He wrote the story himself, so, you know, it's from his perspective.
Remember the title of the book? I might have to look that one up and try to read it.
It's called Shot Down. You know, it just has, you know, Shot Down in red letters just across the front of it, so, you know, it's pretty easy to remember.
Really appropriate title for the story. So, Alexander, I think you've said on the air that you're 13. My grandfather was named after his uncle, who, when he was either 14 or 15 years old, he ran away to fight in World War I. He was a British soldier as well. And he lied about his age because you had to be at least either 17 or 18. And he was only, it's possible he was 14, but I think he was 15. And he lied about his age and was gone for 2 or 3 years before the military was were trying to locate him. His parents told them, but they were in the middle of a war, so they didn't spend a lot of time looking for him. But he actually was killed when he was 17 years old. So he fought for at least 2 years, and he was just a couple of years older than you. But that's who my grandfather was named after.
W8APX, Douglasville, Georgia.
This is N4ZLK. I didn't catch the call, but go ahead.
E8 Alpha Papa X-ray. Good morning to both of you guys. Just was wondering where the repeater is located. I'm in Douglasville, Georgia. I'm about 25 miles southwest of Douglasville, Georgia, of Atlanta, Georgia, Roger.
Station's good this morning. This is located on Caesar's Head Mountain, which is on the North Carolina-South Carolina line. It's Caesar's Head is like 3,300 feet, I think, and it's up about 450 feet on a tower up there. Over.
thanks so much for letting me jump in there. And once again, good morning to both stations. And with that, I'll sign and say 73 and get back to spinning it down around the band. I just put my antenna up a lot higher, so I'm trying to test out what my conditions are. But I am on a mountain ridge out here, so I normally can talk really far, but I think it's just even better this time since I moved the antenna. Thank you, sir, 73. This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Papa X-Ray Archie. Way, way, almost probably 200 miles southwest of you guys, saying 73.
Merry Christmas, and there's a net on this repeater every night at 9 o'clock, 365 days a year, so you're welcome to join. You can check the conditions then, but Merry Christmas to you. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Alexander.
Or he will be, registration ID. Yeah, so, you know, that was, wow, he got shot, yeah. The book also read that he joined the RAF when he was 17, also lied about his age, and, you know, said he was 18, but, yeah, by the time he was shot down, I think he was 19 or 20.
Not much older than you. And, but I tell you what, a lot of those guys that joined up, they were young like that. Most of them, in fact, were very young. It was a hard time, and people grew up a lot faster than they do now.
It was, you know, a hard time to live in. I can't, like, imagine, like, every night going to a, hearing bombs falling. Wow, that should be hard. Well, you know, here in the U.S. didn't necessarily get bombed, but over, like, in Britain and in Germany, like, every night.
Difficult. I think I mentioned about my mother remembering bombs dropping around their little town. It was a hard time, but they made it, and we're glad it's over.
We're thankful for that.
All those men and women, no matter when and when they served and where they served, and some of them are serving now, and it's just it's an honor to know them and to pray for them. Anyway, Alexander, I am getting close to where I'm going, so I'm going to wish you Merry Christmas. Hope you have a great day. I got to work a little bit. Hopefully it won't take too long and I can get back home. So you and your family have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you later. KO4ULP from N4ZLK.
Mysteries and a Merry Christmas. KO4ULP. 4ULP, monitoring.
He's snoring this morning. KN4VWA, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm on the road again. I'm headed for Alpharetta to see my brother. I get to drive all the way down there and then drive all the way back this evening. Doesn't that sound like so much fun? Now, you're personally going to keep the traffic down for me, right?
Control the traffic.
You're pretty good there, bud.
Inability. I don't think I can move around cars from my shack.
Hey, you just keep doing good with everything that you're working with, bud. You're doing just fine. Hey, did you get a chance to Google up those dipole setups?
Looking around with antennas, trying to figure out if I want to make one or not. Just out of curiosity, I started looking up homemade VHF, UHF antennas, and there's this one guy that made an antenna out of clothes hangers.
You listen. Well, you wouldn't know about that. There used to be a TV show called MacGyver, and the lead character worked for the government, and he'd go out and do good deeds, and he'd get himself into situations. Well, as long as he had his pocket knife, he could rebuild an engine, fly an airplane out of toothpicks, or just about anything that you could think of, because he put together some kind of something or other that would work. That coat hanger thing for an antenna, that's what some of us call a MacGyver.
It was pretty interesting. So it looks like you could build an antenna for roughly, I would say it looked like about $15, you know. Get the, it only needs two coat hangers, metal ones, and a piece of board or plastic and some connectors that were like $1, and then you need your coaxial cable.
Now, what, do you have any SWR gear?
Well, unless if it's built into my radio, I have an SWR on my HF that's built in, and I think I have one with my radio. I think that's what it's called.
Well, you just need to be careful with some of these MacGyver homemade antennas. Sometimes you can damage the finals, and that's the final output power transistors in your radio, with a SWR that is severely off. You know, it just depends on the radio. A lot of the radios now will protect themselves and reduce the power for that. But sometimes it's good to have a means to check the SWR, the standing wave ratio, on something like that, before you fire it off and put power on it from your radio.
In the video, the guy was, like, tuning the antenna, like, checking the SWR, so, you know, I wouldn't, as soon as I built it, I wouldn't plan to, like, hook it up right to my radio and test it. I would, you know, want to check that.
And learn it. Well, so in the meantime, are you studying for your general?
A book yet, so I haven't been able to start yet, but, you know, hopefully I can get to that pretty shortly here.
KN4VWA. Well, just, if you want to borrow a general book, I've got one, if you wanted to borrow it, and, that way you can go ahead and, start studying on it. It's available to you if you want to borrow it.
How's, like, the book, like, approach it? Is it, like, a question and answer thing, or what?
Well, this is the full ARRL sanctioned study book that has all the questions, study guides, and the explanations, and in the very back it has the answers.
Okay, so, yeah. Oh, no, I might, check that out. How I said for my technician was, both that it's, like, just question and answer format all the way, like, you know, explain some of it in the book, and then the back is just question and answer, and you just would study through that, and, you know, I just study through the question and answer about 3, maybe 4 times.
You can use that same approach with this book, and, it'll sure give you the, information that you need.
All right, well, my cousin is calling that it's time to eat breakfast, so I have to sign off here, so, 7-3, Steve, it was nice talking with you, and hopefully I can catch you on the air again. And if I don't catch you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, and 7-3, and I'll be clear.
Well, if we're having eggs and bacon, I'll be there in about 15 minutes.
Okay, we're vegetarians, so, we might have eggs, but we will not have the bacon.
All right, well, I guess I'll pass then. Alexander, have a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and tell your dad I enjoyed seeing you guys out there the other day. And Dave and I ought to be back out flying again very soon. And I'll give you a holler and let you know when we're going. So, Merry Christmas. Be safe, be healthy. KN4VWA, clear.
KN4VWA, clear.